This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Mark Johansson, and his book is Mars on Earth, Wanderings in the World's Driest Desert. Mark, as I get enticed to travel more in South America, can you just very briefly review red tape, you know, visas, language barrier, how expensive it is in general, what are crowd problems, the impact of climate change, these kind of concerns, people who are dreaming of introducing themselves to the wonders of South America?
Absolutely. So it does help in South America more than probably anywhere else in the world to have a bit of Spanish language comprehension. It's not that you need to speak perfect Spanish, but to have a few basic words is always going to help you, unless you're in Brazil, that is, where you might want to have a bit of Portuguese. The cost of traveling here is certainly lower than the U.S., much lower than the U.S., especially going out to eat, drinks at a bar, all those sort of things are going to be much cheaper in this part of the world. Visas, every country has their own visa scheme. Certainly Brazil is bringing back a visa for Americans, so you need to look out for that. Most countries that used to have a visa for Americans are now visa-free entry, such as Argentina, Chile, Peru. So just make sure you check that before you come, because it does vary from country to country.